Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett. The bosses of Singtel and Optus are to meet with Communications Minister Anika Wells today to discuss the technical failure a fortnight ago that has been linked to multiple deaths. The issue meant hundreds of 000 calls failed to be connected across three states: South Australia, the Northern Territory, and Western Australia. It comes after another 000 outage in New South Wales over the weekend meant 9 emergency service calls could not be connected. Optus says the callers are okay and the issue with affected mobile phone tower near Wollongong has been resolved. Optus has issued another apology to the 5,000 customers affected by the latest outage. A Senate inquiry has heard evidence on a proposal to form a climate army of youth volunteers to respond to the immediate aftermath of natural disasters in Australia. On the first day of public hearings, the inquiry heard from Derm Ryan from the Centre of Excellence, Young People and Disasters. He says the idea of a climate army is a chance to give younger people a greater role in responding to climate change.
We see an opportunity for the Australian government to better include young people in governance and decision-making roles. We recommended the establishment of a youth disaster advisory structure for government. We think that these initiatives also offer an opportunity to create opportunities for young people to have pathways to gain new qualifications and skills in areas that will help us respond to disasters.
The inquiry is due to release its final report on November 6. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the improved budget position means the government is in a position to better fund health, disability and defence programs. The final budget outcome released today shows a deficit of just under $10 billion for 2024-25, which is an improvement on the government's original forecast of a $28 billion deficit. The federal government says a robust jobs market and a rise in take-home pay for workers are factors behind the improved budget position. Ms. Gallagher says it's good news.
You know, finding savings is hard, and it has been hard over the last 3 years. It'll continue to be, but we need to do it. It has to be part of our story. We must make room to make sure the budget's in better shape and that we've got the capability and resources to invest in the things that matter to people. So it's an ongoing piece of work. It's never easy, but we'll continue to focus on it.
The US Democratic-run state of Oregon has filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump following his move to send military forces into the city of Portland. President Trump announced on Saturday plans to send troops into the city, saying they would be used to protect federal immigration facilities against what he described as domestic terrorists, authorizing them to use full force if needed. There have been other legal challenges against Donald Trump's deployments of military forces into other municipalities led by Democrats, including Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. The lawsuit accused Mr. Trump of exceeding his powers, saying the defendants have, quote, infringed on Oregon's sovereign power to manage its own law enforcement. The Pentagon did not immediately respond to a request for comment. And in rugby union, England have celebrated their Rugby World Cup win with fans in London. The team outclassed Canada 33-13 in front of a record crowd at Twickenham on Saturday. The clear-cut victory by 5-2 capped an astonishing World Cup cycle in which England won every match, 33 in a row, the greatest streak in international rugby. Player Sarah Burns says she feels incredibly proud.
Unbelievable. I'm lost for words. I don't think many of the girls can describe the feeling. Like, we've worked so hard. And for the girls who, you know, we haven't quite done it before the last few times, like, to actually have the medal.
And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett.